So this idea of respecting emotions, I even have maybe even a sense of reverence for them. Almost as if emotions at times, or maybe always, kind of are touch some of the most tender, important, most valuable parts of what it means to be a human being. It's almost like they're almost like when we enter into the world of emotions, difficult ones, unhealthy ones, healthy ones, easy ones. We're touching into some quality of being a human being that's almost as if it's sacred. And I say that as a teacher who meets with a lot of individuals and who are in all kinds of different emotional states, and having that shared contact with some part capacity for an inner life that's so precious and is so full of potential. And on the Buddhist path, this includes the potential for maturing spiritually on a path to freedom, maturing in a kind of deep inner freedom of the heart. And that also, that capacity to be mature spiritually is partly dependent on our ability to be sensitive to, or to be aware of, to be in touch with the richness of our inner life, the emotional life, the wellsprings of spiritual emotions, spiritual feelings that can come as we engage in this practice. So one of the foundations that I described at the last sitting is stability. Having some stability, some calm, some steadiness, some rootedness. And sometimes that's the most important thing to do in a situation. We need to find some way to somehow not be caught by the energies of the difficult emotions that might be there, not be bottled up, not be find some way to get them to move and be more fluid, and for us to be stable or steady or calm to some degree in the middle of it. And I hope that the walking meditation, that walking, was useful for you. Sometimes walking with very difficult emotions is invaluable because it keeps things from getting stuck, or it helps it discharge or get moving some of the things that can get stuck or bottled up or frozen or something. And that doesn't allow for the movement part of emotions. All emotions want to move. All emotions want to be in motion. Emotions are processes. They're verbs, not nouns. And so finding a way to let them really do their process is part of how we respect them. So first, there's some stability that's helpful. The second, that's an integral part of mindfulness practice, is the skill and the art of recognizing the emotions that we're having, recognizing the feelings we're having, recognize the mood that we have, recognize how we've been activated, our affect has been activated, how we've been influenced by the environment around us in some way that we're aroused, we're stimulated, we're in some affective way. or how we're affected or influenced by what is arising within us, not necessarily from the outside world. And so I want to read to you a list of emotions, partly because so you can see the range of what can be included in this term emotion. You get a sense it's not just the big emotions. Some people list, that there's primary emotions. I think Paul Ekman is a famous scholar of emotions. And he, at some point in his early research, came up with like primary colors. There's six primary emotions. And a lot of the emotions are variations of these or different combinations of these. And I don't think this quite does it for me, this idea of primary emotions. And it seems a little bit too reductionistic or limited to the range. But his primary ones, which are anger, disgust, fear, happiness, sadness, and surprise. And he finds that these are kind of universal human cultures, things like that. But here's a longer list. Actually, I have two lists that I found. Admiration. First, they're in alphabetical order. So admiration, adoration, aesthetic appreciation, amusement, anger, anxiety, awe, awkwardness, boredom, calmness, confusion, craving, disgust, empathic pain, entrancement, excitement, fear, horror, interest, joy, nostalgia, relief, romance, sadness, satisfaction, sexual desire, and surprise. There's no comma after desire, so I don't know if that was a mistake. So, sexual desire and surprise. As you wish, with or without the comma. And other ones that the other list had that are not in this first one is contentment, embarrassment, desire, relief, sympathy, confusion, pride, shame, contempt, and triumph. So there's all kinds of lists that you could find for different emotions that are there. But the idea was, you know, to find yourself in it. And one thing that I've used mostly on meditation retreats when I'm meditating, that's been a catch-all term for when you can probably understand what it was worked for. But today I use the label chaos. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand what's going on. And it just seems like, oh, just chaos. And that just seemed like, okay, that I'm clear about that. That's a clear act of recognition. I don't have to be more precise. I don't have to kind of dig in and find something that fits any of these lists of emotions. It's just chaos. One of the lists had confusion. I love that term. I don't know what's happening. I'm confused. And that itself is a clear act of recognition. And you don't have to then go digging in, well, I'm confused, therefore I need to figure out what's going on. So part of the art of mindfulness practice is learning to recognize what emotional feelings is that are present for us. Even if they're very mild, and very, very soft, and hardly, some people would even maybe not even call them emotions. Contentment, maybe, calm. And the art of this is how the act of recognition is done. And I've noticed myself, but sometimes when I recognize what's going on for me, I might, the very tone of voice or the manner or the mood by which I recognize indicates that I'm actually reactive to what's happening. So, you know, I might feel some joy and I might recognize it with something internally. It's like, joy. Nothing inherently wrong with that. But that's not a non-reactive, non-involved, clear, simple act of recognition. a simple act of recognition that has more, less involvement, less participation, is I would just recognize joy. If I'm feeling sad, if I go, oh my goodness, am I ever sad? Oh, this is so hard. That's much more than just recognition. A recognition would be simply, oh, this is sadness. And so there's a kind of a freedom, a kind of a non-reactivity, a non-judgmental, a non-identification in the act of recognition. Why is this important? Because it's one of the ways of respecting the emotions, one of the ways of letting each emotion be itself and allowed to be there by itself without us fueling it, interacting with it, pushing it around, identifying with it, having our preferences get mixed up with it. Because when all those things happen, the preferences, the identification, the reactivity to it, we're actually messing up with the emotions. We're kind of interfering with it. We're kind of fueling it. We're kind of contributing to it. We're moving it sometimes in directions which it doesn't want to go by itself. But our even something simple as being bothered by an emotion skews it in some way. And so the art of a recognition that in the recognition, we're not bothered. In the recognition, there's no approval. In the recognition, there's no disapproval. And this is a radical thing for some people to do, because for some people, they're an automatic that, of course, they're supposed to approve and disapprove of everything. That's the only option, one or the other. In mindfulness practice, especially when you're meditating, that's a great laboratory to learn this, is to just recognize without approval and disapproval. There might be reasons to approve and disapprove. That's a different thing to do. That might be for later, maybe 30 seconds later. It might be necessary to approve or disapprove. But the simple act of recognition is what we're looking for as in when we're doing mindfulness practice. So no matter what the emotion is, can we become settled and stable enough? And that's why stability or steadiness or calmness, relaxation is so important, because that enables the recognition, the knowing, to be less reactive, less identified, less caught up, just simply to recognize. And for mindfulness practice, as we learn this art of recognition, this art of knowing what's happening, this art of being present for it, acknowledging things, acknowledging what's happening for us, we can, over time, we can learn how the very act of acknowledgement, the very act of recognition can feel delightful, can feel really nice, because it begins having within it qualities of freedom, qualities of non-reactivities, qualities of simplicity, that you can even look forward to having something to recognize. Ah, because it feels so good just in the simplicity of recognition, the clarity of recognition. And doesn't have to feel like work. It doesn't have to feel dualistic, you know, that thing out there and I'm here doing the recognition. It can just feel like it's just like the door has been opened to the great outdoors, or the windows are open and fresh air comes in. It's a kind of a beautiful thing to learn this art of recognition. And for today, the emphasis is learning to recognize emotions. So that's what I'd like to do for this next meditation. And the assumption that I have in doing it is all of us have some mood, some emotion, some mental state, some inner affect that, however subtle and small, that is operating that you can recognize. You might be as simple as being interested in finding something and just say, there's the interest is enough to be, oh, there's interest. Or it could be that you're disinterested in this exercise. And so that disinterest is the very kind of what we call here now an emotion or a state. Oh, there's, you know, I'm disinclined, I'm disinterested, or even aversive to doing it or something. And that's to be recognized. So whatever is happening for you that fits into the category of emotion, mood, affect, a feeling, exercises to experiment for you to experiment, and I'm going to underscore experiment with how you recognize how you're feeling, and see if you can recognize it with simplicity, without approval or disapproval, without cringing or indulging. Just, oh, it's like this. And see, even as you experiment, can you even find a sense of appreciation or delight even, or joy in this act of recognition? How would you recognize something? How would you acknowledge something so the very acknowledgement feels nice? Maybe have you ever been acknowledged by someone else, your presence, your existence, and it just felt good to be in. That was good. That was nice. So do that same kind of offering for your emotions. So to assume a meditation posture that's right for you. To and the first few minutes settling in. If you'd like, you can begin by taking a few long, deep breaths and relaxing your body as you exhale. Deep inhale can be deep enough that your shoulders lift a little bit. Your rib cage expands. And then as you exhale, to relax, settle in. And letting your breathing return to normal. And continue for a minute or so to go through your body, and as you exhale, relax different parts of your body. Taking a few minutes to just now, without actively relaxing, to accompany your body as the body breathes. Accompany, be a companion for the body breathing in, body breathing out. Bringing your attention to the thinking mind. Is there any activation in your thinking mind? Agitation, energy, tension, pressure to think? Any muscles in your forehead or head or throat, chest? Activated by your thinking. As you exhale, to relax your thinking mind. Relax the energy of thinking. There become a quieting thinking mind. And consider what part of your inner landscape, your mental landscape, you use to recognize present moment experience. So, for example, you might understand what I'm saying, but to step back in your mind, to recognize sound, voice being spoken, to recognize that you're hearing, where in your being do you recognize an inhale, an exhale? And might you be able to relax? Soften, simplify, what it's like for you to recognize sounds, breathing, body sensations. Recognition that it's neither approving nor disapproving, neither wanting or not wanting. Very simple. The simplicity of recognition. Now recognize how you're feeling. What emotions present, what emotional states. And experiment with how simple and matter-of-fact the recognition can be. If you wander off in thought, come back to your breathing. Breathe for a while mindfully to stabilize, to get rooted again. And then begin exploring what it's like to recognize whatever it is you're feeling, whatever emotions are here. In the simplest, clearest way. Where the recognition is not under the influence of how you feel. If recognizing how you're feeling feels like work, recognizing that feeling of working effort or strain, feels like work, then take a break. Come back to your breathing. Is there a way of recognizing that borders on being effortless, no work at all? You might use the inhale to recognize how you're feeling. And the exhale to relax, let go of the recognition, and relax into the body. Next time you inhale, recognize how you're feeling. Maybe it's the same way as the last inhale. Exhale, let go of recognizing, relax into the body. Notice what happens to your inner life, your emotions, your feelings, when you bring this very simple recognition to what's happening emotionally. Without approval or disapproval, without rejecting or grasping, without judging, just recognizing. Maybe recognizing on the inhale, relaxing on the exhale. Does anything shift or change or unfold? as you recognize in this simple way. Be letting the rhythm of breathing give you a little steadiness in the recognition on the inhale and a support in settling, letting go, relaxing as you exhale. Some people recognize in words, some people in images. For some people, it's wordless recognition. But all these what these three ways have in common is that there's a clarity of acknowledgement, a clarity of some kind of knowing. This is what's happening. As we come to the end of the sitting, to sit quietly first without doing any recognition, letting go of that effort, and just sitting here quietly. Letting your body be still and quiet. Just for a little bit longer, a few seconds here. Take some time now, maybe 3 or 4 breaths, to breathe in deeply. Feel your body and get ready to, for the end of the meditation. Act of recognition is an integral part to mindfulness practice. It doesn't have to be with words exactly, but it needs to be clear enough, the recognition, that afterwards you could tell someone what you recognized. There's enough knowing there that you know. And I like to think of the recognition of mindfulness practice as giving breathing room to whatever is happening, so that it's almost like we recognize, and the act of recognition, we open up to receive or be fully present for whatever is going on. So it's not just recognizing the way that I emphasize in that sitting, but it's almost like recognize and make space, recognize and be open to feel, recognize more deeply, be present, experience what's happening. Whatever is there, the recognition is giving permission for it to be known in an even deeper way. And that way, the act of recognition is not just a simple moment of recognition, but it's also what follows in the wake of that recognition. And so with emotions, that if we're feeling sad, there's an art to learning how to just recognize, oh, this is sadness. There's a wonderful expression of being a sad Buddha. Just be a sad Buddha. Just recognize you're sad. But then, in the wake of that recognition, let yourself experience that sadness more fully. Or give breathing room for it. Just allow it to be there by itself. Don't try to get rid of it or fix it or deny it or hold on to it. Just, oh, sad. Same thing with happiness. Happiness, and then allow yourself to give room for that and feel how that's experienced now that you've really recognized it. Oh, happiness, like this. And so this is another part of what it means to give freedom, to live freely in relationship to our emotional life. Because that's one of the things we're looking for in this practice, is how to have a degree of freedom in relationship to our emotions. And that's for us to have freedom in relationship to them, but also to give our emotions freedom so they can be themselves. Trusting it's okay to let our emotional life unfold the way it wants to go. one of the significant, I think one of the significances of sitting in meditation posture with your eyes closed is that you're not going to speak to anyone. You're not going to hit anyone. You're not going to rob the bank because you're sitting still with your eyes closed. So because you're not going to cause any problems in the world, it's a wonderful laboratory. It's a wonderful place to give yourself complete permission to feel whatever emotion is present. There's probably very few places in life, except maybe at home alone sometimes, where you have this kind of permission to allow your emotional life to reveal itself, to manifest itself as it is, without somehow judging it, denying it, trying to make it different, fixing it, holding on to it. In meditation, it's one of those rare places for many people where it's completely okay to have rage. It's completely okay to have desire. It's completely okay to have whatever is there. But we don't act on it. We don't give into it. Ideally, you don't identify with it. You don't approve or disapprove. You're not for or against. You're kind of like getting out of the way. You're giving breathing room for it to be there. And that allows this inner life of ours to be in motion. Emotions in motion. To allow it to unfold. And some emotions, some feelings we have, if they're given that kind of space and non-identification, non-reactivity, they tend to quiet down, become calmer. Some emotions tend to get stronger. For purposes of meditation, both are equally valuable. It's better not to be judging. It should be one way or the other. It should be, I should have less of it or more of it. Just let it unfold. And over time, you'll learn to trust the unfolding, to trust how the inner life wants to move and shift and change and grow and develop, whatever way it wants. Especially in this kind of, in this context of meditation practice, where, as I said now a couple of times, that it's really a wonderful place to give permission for this inner life to finally be able to come to the light. Finally, now it can be there without shame, without preferences, without judgments, without identification. So it's a powerful thing to do. And it allows us now to begin seeing more deeply, what is an emotion? What are these emotions? What are the component parts of this experience that can't be seen very easily if we're caught up in being for or against, caught up in reactivity? And that's one of the things we want to do with these emotions, is to be able to start seeing them more and more clearly for all the different parts of them, what they are, all the things that contribute to the gestalt, the whole that we call an emotion.